This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Scale of that to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
You're listening to another episode of Drag Her, the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap podcast, available to any fucking person alive in the world. Guess what, Mimi? We decided to cover Drag Race España. Keep our coverage going. Keep it on the pod because, I don't know, the audio quality is better and shit. And you know I can't do this without my sister, my Judy. If you've never listened before, I'm Mono Agapian. Hi, bitch. If you have listened before, this little bitch that's joining me today. You can't stand her, but you love her anyways. It's the actress that you need. You need to love, to hate, to want. Oscar Montoya!
That felt like it hurt coming out of your mouth.
I just had nothing
good. Like barbed wire out of your lips.
I just had nothing good to say about you, unfortunately.
Of course not.
But I do want to say,
Mrs. Tasha Davis at the Despy Awards.
Oh my God. And that's what you say to yourself. You say self. Why is that stuck in my brain? Honestly, Oscar, I have to go ahead and start by saying Shante Tevas, because we're celebrating Minx getting a season two today.
You just said Shante that you leave. That's what you said.
Yeah. Go film Minx season two.
Nice recovery. Thank you. Yes, Minx is back again, bitch. I'm so excited.
It's so exciting. Fan fucking
stay tuned for more Richie. So that's going to be real fun.
It's such a great show. I had no doubt. But you know how sometimes people get it wrong.
Girl,
so
girl.
Sometimes people get it wrong.
Before.
But someone got it right.
Someone got it right. And that person is HBO Max. So thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Maxina. No, seriously, hellotus to HBO Maxis.
Hellotus, girl.
don't let Georges's legacy go away just yet. Don't let it go just yet. We're back. We're here. We're listening. You're listening to Drag Race España coverage.
España.
Oscar.
Girl, I have one question. Before
what?
We start.
Get
you know
into
I'd be,
it.
You know I'd be asking some random ass questions at the beginning of these pods.
You do. You.
What? That's and they're fun.
You do. You're
and they're fun, right?
You really reclaim your time. You really reclaim
and
your time.
Fun. Right?
They're fuck. Ow.
You're having a good time, right?
My wrist. Yes,
I'm not
going to
really let go of
fun.
Your fucking wrist. Okay, there we go.
Oh, my hole. Hold on to my hole.
Girl, it just fell. Damn. I just touched it and it just plopped to the ground. Girl.
Fuck. It just like a whoop,
like a wilting flower.
Yeah, it did. Okay, what's your random ass question?
What is pound for pound, and I'm talking cumulatively,
oh,
what is the best international season of Drag Race?
You are evil and dark-sided.
Let's do it. Let's get to it. Let's get to it, bitch.
Wow. I'm going to say, wow. Okay, my top three are, ooh. Wait, this is harder than I thought.
Cumulatively, I'm talking about not just one season. I'm talking in general, the franchise. Who has it right?
Damn. I don't know, because they're so experimental. Like, they're all of a mess, and they're all kind of genius.
The first seasons are kind of weird. The first seasons are always sort of crunchy-munchy.
The first season of Thailand is pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah, that's for sure.
But I love Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Is that your answer?
God, it's weird. And now watching the second season of España, I think I would put it in the three.
Mm.
I think...
What's your top three then?
I guess it would be España, Thailand, and UK.
In that order?
No, just that's just the winner circle for me.
Okay, but who wins the crown?
I'm going to say UK.
Interesting. After UK 3? Okay, cute.
But do we include UK? Because it's also a RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's still international.
I think I would include UK, even though the past two seasons have been very hectic. Mm. I think overall that's been the most successful international one.
Gotcha.
Season two. I mean, season one I love, season two I love. Season three was fun, but season one and two, holy shit.
Okay, fair.
What do you think?
I'm going to say my top three would be España, it would be Thailand, and in the top spot...
Canada. I knew it.
Period.
I do love Canada.
Truly
the one.
The amount of diverse queens of Canada. Like, Canada
diversity.
Just has a... Both
equality.
Both seasons, I think, are so fantastic.
Diversity. Yeah, oh I God, agree. God. They're really good. I wish I could... It's a weird thing where it's like, I want to represent España and Thailand. I want Canada in there, but like, I just have to celebrate these contributions from different countries.
Absolutely. But see, there you go. World peace. This bitch is a fucking pageant queen.
Well, I'll tell you
through and through.
So which international franchise is worse? Italia or Down Under? Ooh.
Oh,
Italia or Down Under. Those are the bottom two.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry,
Italia,
my dear.
Italia was messy as fuck.
You're both
you
up
have
for
to
elimination.
Admit. I know. Seriously, who's lip syncing for their life and who's winning the lip sync?
Why was Down Under so
I think
so
Italia
weird?
Is winning the lip sync. I think Down Under is the worst.
It really was so strange. And I'm not disparaging the queens. I just...
No.
Something...
No, no shade to the queens. It's about the show. It's about the package. It's about the editing.
Something was wrong.
Yeah, something was amiss. Something was not right. Down Under was straight up a cursed season because of all the racism.
Yes.
Prevalent racism. And that's not a reflection... to Australian culture in the least, but it was just the way the cookie crumbled, bitch.
It was strange.
So
it was a little rushed. There was clear mistakes. We all know they had to refilm something, which was insane.
Wait, I don't know that, T.
That's 100% true. They had to refilm a runway and a lip sync.
Why?
The footage was lost. The footage.
What do you mean?
The episode
was lost?
With JoJo Zaho v. Art. That lip sync episode. Was it JoJo Zaho? I think it was. Was it JoJo or was it?
I don't think it was JoJo, girl.
Who was the beautiful queen of color who was Thickums? Coco v. Art. That had to be refilmed completely the next day. People came back the next day to refilm it, which is why it was so weird and Art was so extra bitter because they literally had to just come refilm it and pretend they didn't already know the consequence of the lip sync.
Because girl.
Isn't that insane?
Check up on Australians, please. Are they doing okay?
I just think they weren't ready. And it was, you know, whatever. But we're not talking about that, are we? We're talking about
That's right, España.
And we're so excited to keep it cute, keep it pushing, baby. Because unfortunately, we did say goodbye to Onyx.
I mean, a top contender in the game. This bitch was our collectively our favorite, I would say.
I would, especially when you look back and think about the look she gave, like that like evil, fall, like Judas fallen angel, and you're like, damn, that she went
bitch,
home.
Period, the bug outfit, that fucking Starship Trooper Gundam outfit mm-hmm. was one for the ages.
Yeah, I agree.
And the bitch got sent home.
Yeah.
Pretty early. Yeah.
Pretty early. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a damn mess. They're back in. The Amante, of course, sent her home with being, mm-hmm. you know, her amazing and very deserved lip sync.
Absolutely. Well, interesting because we find out something that
we do. Demi
Brown did not know all the words to that lip sync.
Apparently, she's good at the watermelon elephant trick where you bullshit
Have you ever
your
done
words.
That in a lip sync?
No, like, not because I'm too good for it.
Okay. Oh, you're a lip sync assassin is what you're saying. Okay.
Wait, why am I lying? I've definitely done that. But like.
Oh, God.
But don't you know what? Not consciously. You know what? It's been that thing where you're like, I swear this thing is in my head. And mm-hmm. sometimes you get on stage and obviously the moment, the pressure, the excitement, the adrenaline Absolutely. Can affect Absolutely. Your memory.
Yeah. It's honestly a shock to me that queens remember all the words to their songs because I'm like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Have
every
you time ever watermelon elephanted?
No, I'm a pretty good lip syncer. I'm kidding. I must have. I mean, you know, when I'm in drag, I'm like a completely different person. I like just transformed.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even tell you what the answer. It's like lost in the art form for me.
You're giving yourself a lot of points. You're giving yourself a lot
of
credit.
I'm an artist. Because I'm an artist. I have multiple personalities.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. You're an artist.
Drag is mental illness and rhinestones.
I was about to say, it really is. It really is. Bitch, if you're an artist, you're an artist, but you're a Jackson Pollock who splatters the toilet with shit because you're full of it. Okay. You're full of it.
You know what? Yes, you are a Picasso when he has Montezuma's Revenge. Yes.
Fuck mm-hmm. you. Fuck off. Don't even make me go with Monet. It's too easy. A Monet. It's too easy.
A Lichtenstein with the runs, honey.
Oh, okay. Well, mm-hmm. bitch, you could never be pop art, okay? Because you are declaring a war on my hole.
The only thing popping is your asshole, bitch, when it's shitting out a baby.
Weep, weep. Yeah, we know my asshole wilts. So she tricked me. Her lip sync tricked me, I'll tell you
Her
what.
Her lip sync seemed pretty airtight to me, so it worked.
Why does this queen hate wigs? Why?
You know what? That's what it, I was like, I can't wait to talk about this episode because
yes.
that is Diamante's. Diamante's biggest flaws, she's got two. Number one, she will refuse to wear a wig.
And two, she will refuse to wear makeup.
Well, I don't think she puts on foundation is the thing.
I see.
I don't think she highlights at all because there was a clip. It's a blink it and you'll miss it moment when you see Diamante Mary Brown put on her eye makeup. And it's just like boy face with eye. It's like, girl, put foundation on first.
It is a boy
girl.
Face.
That is the first thing you do.
Yeah.
It was shocking to me. It just felt very sort of.
Yeah. And
to me, I think about like how long has Diamante been doing drag?
I don't know. I think she just gotten away with being an amazing performer. That's all.
Absolutely. But you know, it's like some girls have aspects of drag and other aspects are fallen by the wayside. I don't think she knows her face well enough yet
right.
to
like
perfect
Like you
her.
With dancing or you with acting or you with your clothes or you with your makeup. Or you with your stage presence, or you with your hosting ability, or you with your just like aura, you know, like that. Like not every queen can do everything.
Yeah, and I know you meant that as sarcastic, but I'm not hearing the sarcasm. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. I had to interrupt you to say the meanest thing possible. What were you saying?
Okay. Well, no. To me, it's like, that was a problem with Diamante Mary Brown. She does not put foundation. She doesn't highlight. She doesn't create contours mm-hmm. on her face. And it just is very more much like boy in a dress drag, which yeah. is totally fine and incredibly valid. Believe me, girl.
Yeah.
But same. to just like kick it up to another level, I think she just needs to work on the makeup skills just a little bit.
Yeah.
And wear a damn wig, girl.
Wear a damn wig. Yeah, it's a very interesting conundrum, but we'll get into it as we progress with the looks and the chirping mm-hmm. and the burping. For now, we need to talk about Drag Sethlas being accused of having a fuck date in her hotel room from not her boyfriend?
From Onyx.
I see. I missed
that. Remember, because earlier there was a little bit of a Kai situation between
right.
Onyx and Drag Sethlas. That's what they were referring to.
So, okay, were they referring to them fucking earlier or as Onyx left, they had one last fuck?
Probably D, all of the above. Hmm. And I certainly mean D.
Yeah, damn. I mean, how lucky that the girls in the Spanish franchise are really left to do what they want, it seems like, in, as far as hotel rooms go.
Well, you don't think the American girls have tried it, though?
Huh. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's a good question. I mean, there must be something we don't know about the American girls.
I mean, with Brooklyn Heights.
Yes.
Miss Vanjie. Like, you don't think they even tried it?
No, they're always.
You know they did.
I know. Now every season there's a romance. It's old hat. Remember, they wanted that mm-hmm. to happen so bad.
Well, you know, I gotta say, We have definitely advanced in terms of like where our headspace is in terms of drag queens hooking up with each other. Remember how like quote unquote disgusting it was season four, another drag
That's
queen to hook up.
That's disgusting for me. I said it was gross for me.
Okay, Jiggly.
and the season fives of the fake I love yous of Ivy Winters telling
Jinx.
I love you.
The fabricatedness of it all. Yeah. I mean, now, I want to live in a world where drag queens just fuck the shit out of each other. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
It's about damn time.
It's great. What a mm-hmm. treat. Everyone should fuck and suck all the time. All the time. Oh, boy. Yeah, I shouldn't teach sex ed. I would just be like, hey, kids, I think you should fucking suck all the time. Okay.
I would see it. I would pay money.
Can
you
imagine
a
current day gay trying to teach sex education? Just be like, it's fine. Take prep. You'll be fine. You two girls, take prep. You'll be fine.
For the girls.
Yeah. So we are getting introduced to today's maxi challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bowl, baby. It's a bowl.
It's quite a ball. Very interesting ball. Oh. I like this challenge a lot. They need to bring a look from the 10th century, the 20th century, and create a look from the 30th century.
Yes.
When you hear that challenge, do you get excited?
Yeah, I think it's a
fun
idea.
Or are you dreading it?
No, I mean, it'll be hard, but I think it's exciting. I think it's funny.
I think it's open-ended enough. I mean, that's 100 years, girl. Like,
100
sort of can't go wrong.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant between what? Them, like from the 10th century to the 20th. That's like 100 years.
Girl, I'm stupid, but I'm not that stupid. Okay. A century is 100
I mean,
years.
It,
if y'all didn't know,
it is open. It is open. Is
yeah,
what you're
so
saying.
It like give exactly. It's very. It's like your hole. Very open. Mm-hmm. So it's very fun. And also the idea of
this is my hole on the mic
for the future. No, this is your hole on the mic. Chapstick.
What the fuck?
And that's a reference to the Mothman Prophecies starring Richard Gere.
I see. I don't read. I don't read, so I don't know.
What the hell? Okay.
I have someone read for me. Someone reads for me. Okay, wait, we're talking this look, how big the openness of it all is.
Yes, it's very exciting, very fun. What would you have done if that was your prompt for the 10th century look?
I love all these pit crew boys. I need to say that out loud.
Oh, yeah.
That one in the middle is just us. Like that one.
I was
going to
say
the
best one. The best one was the one in the middle.
That's us.
I want to see more pit crew people like that with real hashtag real bodies
with a juicy, just a juicy trunk. You know, I love them all. I would like to fuck them all, please. For 10th century, would. It'd be pretty funny. I would probably be a leper.
Oh my god.
Is that your answer? I would have
done that. That was my answer too.
Yeah. Or
skin
like
oozing off. That would be so
You know what else
funny.
You could do? Like, I would also do like a gay diseased pirate. Like just someone who's fucking scurvied out of their mind, teeth falling out of their head, but fierce.
Yes. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like that. Yes. I would be a parrot. I would be the gay diseased parrot.
I love that. I mean, imagine though. I mean, like you could also give some biblical drag, which I think is really fierce.
True.
Even if you're giving disciple, you know, you can kind of give that vibe of a honey mahogany caftan from Bethlehem. You know,
lol. Oh my god, I'd be the donkey at the stable.
And just be like, well, you know, in Bethlehem, you know, the look isn't really important, you know, in Bethlehem. Like, that's just not what's important.
In Bethlehem, girls wore this kind of outfit in Bethlehem.
There's a lot to do with that.
What about 20th century?
I'll tell you, but first.
Ow! That's my ass cheeks.
Top that. We're going to take a break first. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last-minute gift for, like, your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Bring back my break.
Ooh, 20th, we're back. We're talking 20th century drag.
That's why I said bring back my break. That's because we're back.
I didn't know how, it was just very disorienting. I didn't know if people knew or not. You know, they might hear your voice and they might think, oh, is the cleaning person here?
Okay, wow. First of all.
Wow.
First of all. Second of all, I'm sure people have mistaken your voice with mine many times.
Oh, you think?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Because I think someone said, like, DM me with something that you said thinking it was me.
I mean, I need to say this on the pod if I haven't already. I've been called into an audition.
Oh, girl.
And the person thought I was you. 100% not lying.
I mean, bitch,
they thought I was you.
You have booked jobs. Not just gone in. You have booked jobs.
For Oscar Montoya.
for Oscar Montoya. Girl.
And I had to just be like, I had to fill out the paperwork and just be like, oh, yeah, I know. I'm just sending it to my friend because he needs it. My friend, Mono.
Where's my 50% is what I want to know.
50?
Yeah, bitch, 50. Using my likeness for jobs.
No,
yeah.
I don't worry. I did not get the job. Unfortunately for you, I did leave the casting room with them going, ugh, I guess Oscar Montoya is not as good as we thought.
No, I do that all on my own. That's fine.
Yeah. So for 20th Century Drag, what do you do? I'll tell you what I wouldn't do.
What?
Is a fucking Sieg Heil and salute like two of the girls decided to do.
I mean, that is a reference to the Spanish dictator, so sure. It is very Spanish drag. I do get that.
I do. I actually did like that. I honestly kind of like their irreverent takes on it, but wow. Mm. Wow.
Listen, if the producers could do it, I mean, let these girls do it too.
20th century. Is it weird that I want to come out as a Model T or some shit? Is it weird?
What?
I just want to come out as like an old-timey car or like the first airplane. This is why I would go home, clearly.
What the hell?
20th century. You know what? It might be funny to be a glamorous cigarette girl. Remember cigarette girls?
That's true. That would be kind of cute.
But one who's like coughing up a lung, you know, who's just like...
That's kind of cute. That is really, really cute because it ties to your theme. If you're a leper in the 10th century, then you're like a sick cigarette.
Come on, Throughline.
Do you know what I mean? Which a lot of these girls did. I have to give them credit.
They did.
Because they all had a Throughline, you know?
They did. What would you do?
I would do,
is not an answer, sir.
I would do, the 20th Century Fox logo.
Only if you're coming out to like the fucked up, have you heard like the fucked up recorder version?
Oh, of course I have.
That.
Iconic. Absolutely. And I would perform it live, bitch. I would bring out the recorder.
Yes.
And attempt to do it.
I'm here for it. I'm here for this chaos and confusion, Oscar. That's pretty fun. Okay, we gotta know. 30th century, what are we thinking? Ultra future. It's not even the future.
The ultra future, yeah. I mean, honestly, to go in your theme, it would probably be someone with a future disease or something.
I mean...
And you know what that future disease is?
What?
Heterosexuality.
Ooh, heterosexuality is the disease, baby.
It's the plague.
Ew, my God.
Yuck.
Ew, the gray plague. Ugh. Ugh. Just banal and boring and flat.
She got a case of the beige?
Ugh. We have terrible news. Your daughter is straight. I mean this is a little bit copying Bimini, but like to go with the theme, it might be funny to be a protozoa or a bacteria.
Oh, like history repeating itself.
History is repeating itself. If you don't think we're due for a refresh by that time.
Ooh, girl.
Come on, girl. Come on. Mm-hmm. Well, and you said?
Well,
straight.
A straight person. Probably. I would dress up as Metamorphosis. No, I'm kidding. And the future of drag. No, I'm kidding. And I would show up as like a skinless, earless. Because you know evolution will do that to you. You know what I mean?
It's taking our skin away.
Not yes, like yeah, exactly. We're some sort of future mutants. You know?
Okay. Ooh.
Very chud.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
That movie is not good enough to reference. How dare you?
Okay, fine. Garbage Pail Kids.
Thank you. Thank you. That'd be fun. So we're now in the workroom. So Prem's poking around. Of course, Estrella's pants have split in half. And it looks like she's not wearing underwear.
She's not wearing underwear and she don't give a fuck.
Yeah, she doesn't give a shit.
And you know, I gotta say, I have to put my foot in my mouth because I really shat on Estrella.
You sure did.
In the Meet the Queens. And she has really grown on me, especially this episode.
Yeah.
This was Estrella's episode. I know that she was in the bottom two, but
she's this, really, I mean, funny, she really, and charming.
Absolutely. She had the most talking head segments. I think she might be the narrator of the season.
I mean, the writing was on the wall. I would say the editors didn't do a great job hiding the ball because...
Oh, not at all.
From the beginning, they like make it clear that we don't approve of Diamante's lip sync tactic. Yes. And right, yeah, exactly. They endear us to Estrella a little bit more than they already do.
And I mean, listen, for a design challenge, did you really think Estrella was going to be on top?
No, her
strengths lie elsewhere, which is totally fine.
But
we knew she was doomed from jump.
Yeah, she was the worst. But I could see them putting, I could see them putting someone else in the bottom. Even though I really do think,
like who?
I honestly thought Judy G, like she could have been in the bottom if these queens didn't do as horrible as they did. She would have been in the bottom.
What the hell? That don't make no sense.
But she didn't do any, like, her looks were very, her first look was great, and then her other looks were whatever.
Bitch. What are you talking about?
Her looks did not gag me.
You just don't, you don't like Jury G.
No, I love Jury G.
No, you don't. No, don't lie to us. Don't fucking lie, Miss Pageant Queen.
No, I just said I loved her first look. It was incredible.
Uh-huh, and then what?
And then the other two were just kind of like, okay. They were just like, including her future look, which we'll get to. It was Judy Jetson Hooker, which we all know has been done in season 3.
Okay, that's fine. It was polished. It was great. It was way more elevated than Estrella's look, which is the exact same idea.
Yeah, hers looked like fucking shit. Her tits looked like toenails.
I mean, she did have a good excuse, which was the bowls didn't work.
Uh-huh. I guess that's an excuse.
You showed up. I mean, honestly, this is so bad.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is worse than LaLaurie's bag look. And I don't think I would be hard pressed to find anything worse than LaLaurie's bag look. I think that will be the most iconically worst outfit ever seen on Drag Race.
Interesting.
But this look comes pretty damn close.
You're right. LaLaurie's look is... I can't believe LaLaurie's look is worse than some of the season 1 and 2 looks. Like,
it is. What's worse than LaLaurie's look?
I can't... I mean, I want to say Shangela's season 2 corn husk dress.
No. That's better.
I want to almost say Tammy Brown's mini skirt that doesn't cover her ass or tits.
Nope.
I want... to say,
even Alyssa Edwards, and I use heavy quotations, flamenco look in season 5 was better than LaLaurie's bag look.
Even Jiggly's
I know the hot potato couture. No. Better. Yeah. Better than LaLaurie's bag. Girl, those were bags just glued on a corset. The wig was a bag.
Yeah.
It had no cohesion. It wasn't saying anything. It is the worst look. And I am living. I would love to any potential queen auditioning for Drag Race, listening to this podcast. Your challenge is not to win Drag Race, is to give a look worse than LaLaurie's bag look.
Yeah. Damn.
That's your challenge.
Damn. I mean, it can be done. It can't.
I don't know if it can be. I truly don't think so.
You're right. It was so perfectly like... It was so perfectly like effort went into this, but it failed wonderfully.
It is just like the bags were falling off, girl. It was like, it's one thing to make a look with bags stapled or glued to your corset, mm-hmm. but then have those bags falling off?
Uh-huh.
Yikes, girl.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yickety yikes.
Nicole Byers' face said it all.
Hey, it's so iconic that she was there for that. So they're kikiing, and I think we're about ready. You know, they're all worrying. Marina's worrying. She's fake crying. But it's time to go ahead and get to this main stage, don't you think?
Also, the thing that I will say about this is that I'm shocked by how many queens did not know how to sew.
I know. Well, I mean,
I was shocked.
That's fair. I mean, I don't knock a queen for not knowing how to sew because having used hot glue, it can do wonders.
True. I mean, drag set list, for example.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact that like Diamante kind of knew how to sew and like Benedita was a designer, but also downplayed the shit out of that. You
of course.
Know?
Of course.
It almost feels
you don't
as
want
if
the girls asking for help. That's what I know, would not want.
I know. That's true. And I think that is now a strategy on Drag Race to undersell your sewing slash designing skills.
Bitch, if my sister asked for help with a sewing machine, I'd pull out a Smith & Wesson fucking revolver and shoot her damn sewing machine. Be like, there
you
go.
She knows her guns, huh?
Yeah, a little bit, a little bit.
Wow.
I know, right? It's I can't tell you why I know that.
Okay.
I can't
tell second you. A Second Amendment bitch. Okay.
No, no, do Q. not brand me as that.
Q. Okay, no. Mono Agapian, Second Amendment.
No.
Home. Okay.
No, no. Ew. Gross. Guns are nasty. Guns are nasty. And if you like guns, bye. Go away. Fuck off.
Someone Photoshop Mono's face on a Yosemite Sam picture.
Please don't. Okay, whatever. They're kikiing in this room. They're getting to know each other. It's so cute.
I know. Then we get Estrella's cari-cari little letter that she...
Oh, yeah.
That she received. It was very emotional. Really sweet.
Did she, is she the only one who got one?
Well, she got it from her friend.
I see. I see.
And it was so cute because it was like her friend wrote her this letter and... It was like only open when you're feeling low.
Oh, cute.
Like
cute.
It was really, really nice.
I see. I was confused. I was like, did she win something? And this was the reward. Okay.
Bitch, you stay confused.
I do. I do.
You stay confused.
I do. Well, you know, if you look away from the screen for a second when you're watching Drag Race España, you're gone. It's gone.
I was fine. I was fine.
Well, bitch, we're not all speakers. So here we go. Dr. Wily returns. We've got Supreme Deluxe coming to the main stage. What do you think of her look?
You're so evil. That was last week, bitch. She's not Dr. Wily anymore.
No, she's someone else funny. Like, she still does look funny, though. Like,
the wigs are just not right for her face, I think. It's just like, I don't know, the wig work needs to be better.
Why does she look like a Disney villain? Like, when, like when they're, like, glamorous, but not. You know, it's a little Yzma.
It's a little Madame Medusa from The Rescuers.
That's what it is. I didn't know her name. Yeah. I was going to say Lady from Rescuers. It's that. She looks like Madame Medusa.
It's very that. It's that. Yeah, because you're a Disney gay, so you would know.
Okay. Go listen to Inside the Disney Vault, hosted by Oscar Montoya and not Mono Agapian.
And yet you're the Disney gay.
You are, whatever makes you, whatever helps you sleep, bitch. Because based on the bags under your eyes, you do need sleep. You do need sleep, baby.
These bags are designer, honey, okay?
Louis Vuitton and Fendi, bitch.
What am I wearing on my face? Gucci, honey, okay?
Bitch, you're so poor, you can't even afford the bags on your face. You rent them.
These bags, Pucci, honey, off-brand Gucci.
Chorisa May does look better than our host. Look, they're both
How
gorgeous.
How fun was it to have Chorisa on?
Wonderful.
As a guest. I love Chorisa.
She's Febreze.
So much.
She's just so makes great. Everything lighter and fresher.
And she was so happy to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, she's so fantastic. And I love that wig. Ooh, that stacked on wig. Ooh, so good.
Yeah, I would still... I don't like the dress. I like the overcoat and the look of Supreme, but I don't love the dress. What the fuck?
Oh, you're talking about
Supreme's billboard? Though. This billboard that Supreme is wearing. It's just like shapeless. I don't know.
It's fashion, bitch.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, Chorisa looks rich as fuck.
Yeah, Chorisa looks good. I mean, she got that money, so.
Yeah. What money? Cool. Drag Race UK?
Oh, oops, you're right. Well, I mean, you know.
You get to tour.
You get to tour, and she has that song, the peach song.
Oh, yeah, the peach. So let's go ahead and start chirping and burping these lyrics. We've got, of course, 10th century, and we, of course, have Sharon coming to the stage first. What do you think? This is so weird.
The face makeup is so odd, but I'm kind of here for it with Sharon.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It is, it's like ugly, but it feels purposeful.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't quite get the reference, but it's funny. It's not as polished as I would want it to be or expect it to be from Sharon, but it's still fun. It's still very whimsical. Uh-huh. It tells a story. And, like, I sort of love her face. She, again, she is what we call in Spanish a transformista. Like, she really does change her entire face with makeup.
Yeah.
She's a chameleon.
She is. I'm going to burp it because I think this is going to be the only chance I get to burp her. So,
wow, hater as always. I'm going to chirp this.
Yeah, I get that.
But it's a light chirp. It's
sure. All the pieces make sense. I just don't like looking at it together or something. It's so funny. It looks like it's like in, you know, when something is like in hypercolor or like in the wrong.
Like there's a filter
like
over
in
it or
negative. Something looks
yeah.
strange.
I get that.
Estrella Extravaganda giving.
I like this Joan of Arc look.
She's giving.
But it's
night.
It is a bit basic.
It's a bit basic. It is. Look, it's a wraparound dress. There's rope. There's a cape. It's a bit basic.
Yeah, I mean, girl, let's be real. That is that a dress or is that a pillow cover? Like
it
I'm
does.
Not totally sold yet.
It looks like a My Pillow cover, girl, because it's canceled, is what I'm saying.
Not My Pillow. Not you promoting My Pillow, too.
It's a My Pillow cover because it's so far to the right. I can't take it. I can't take it. But this is maybe her best look of the night, isn't it?
I've got to say, it's her best look. It's the most polished out of Estrella that we've seen. So I'm going to chirp it, but again, it's a light chirp. I do like her headpiece.
What are the boots? Wait, but why the slut boots?
Because she's a slutty Joan of Arc.
I will do a light chirp because I like the top. I like the chainmail. I like the ponytail out of a chainmail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, same.
Okay, next we have coming to the stall, Benedita Bondas. As the moon, or it's the moon, and it's also inspired by Galileo and such.
Right. A bit of a stretch, I think.
It's a little
I was
stretchy.
Expecting a reveal. I'm not crazy about this weird.
You didn't like the reveal you got?
No, I wanted her to reveal into like Galileo, like actual Galileo.
I see.
And like something that Hugasia wore when they were eliminated, like something like that, something explorer-y of the 10th century.
I liked it overall because I thought it was
of course
so weird.
Of course. This is very mono. This is very mono brand.
What do you mean?
Like,
I don't even know what
like
you mean.
Ugly. Like a little
oh my
ugly.
God.
Like conceptually we get it, but still it's ugly.
Sure.
Like that's very mono.
I hate you. Look, she's a moon. She still has a shape. The inside of her jacket glows up like a damn a child.
But don't you wish there were some like
ceiling when they put the stickers
underneath?
On it? Yeah, but this works for me.
Because it's a reference to the explorers.
Bitch, she has moon boots on with fucking moon holes on them.
I know, but the moon wasn't around just in the 10th century, bitch.
I thought you were going to say the moon wasn't around in the 10th century.
The moon wasn't invented until The Voyage to the Moon, that French black and white movie. Okay?
I mean, this arguably could also be 20th century, frankly, because it reminds me of, I don't remember, that famous film.
Georges Méliès.
Thank
I just
you.
Said A Trip to the Moon, bitch.
Okay.
Educate yourself.
I'm trying, but I spend all my time with you, okay?
You spend all your time buying those guns, girl.
It is a chirp for me.
It's a burp for me. Sorry.
Well, real quick, we're going to take a break while I read.
Now? Are you serious?
I got to keep the advertisers happy.
Okay, you got to go to the shooting range.
Yeah,
you?
I got to restock. I got to restock my double barrel magnum. That could be a gun. Yeah. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Bring back my break. Here we are. We're back. We're chirping and burping.
Put the gun down, Mono. Put it down.
Don't tell me my rights. I am an American. Just like my brothers. I am American. American. Diamante is honoring the mosque of Cordoba with her look. It's almost good.
It's exactly. And you know what's missing?
Hair.
A damn wig.
It's like, on the one hand, I thought she was like trying to wear like an abaya or like, you know, kind of make it look more like she's wearing a hijab.
Interesting.
I was wondering if that was the angle, which it...
To me, I got like pantomime clown.
Uh-huh.
10th century performer. You know?
Yeah, it's a little strange. But it's
apparently a reference to architecture, which I'm like, oh, I don't recognize the reference.
God, I'm going to chirp it because the rest of her looks are so just truly bad.
Oops. I chirp this because it's I would wear this. I would truly wear every inch of this
outfit. Yeah, you like some clowny shit.
I do. I know that you meant that as an insult, but it's not for me because I am a clown.
No, I didn't mean it as an insult. Anyways,
next up, Drag Setlus. Looking like
stunning.
The actual Da Vinci Code.
Oh my God. I mean, she cracked the Da Vinci Code. Just like she cracked my face because this is incredible.
This is top tier drag.
Yeah.
This is top tier A-plus drag. And very true to the Canary Islands drag with her huge-ass platform.
I like that she brought them back. She's experimenting with it. This is absolutely breathtaking.
This is really good. And simple. It's simple.
I mean, she's serving the Magna Cartier because designer. This is...
Yes.
Yeah, this is incredible. This is a chirp. And wow.
I love
the
this.
The headpiece. I love it. The feather. My God, she's amazing. I'm glad she stayed. I know last week I was like, I think we're done with her. And now I'm like, oh, I'm so glad she stayed.
Nope. I'm glad that she... Yep. I'm glad that she's still here to fight another day. Mm-mm.
Marina giving Pussy Willow.
What do you think of Marina's look?
You know, it almost works. Yeah. Shoulders up, pretty good. Pretty fun and conceptual, but...
Oh, interesting. You don't like the bottom of it?
I mean, it's a stretchy dress with a couple Pussy Willows on it.
But she looks good in it, though.
Sure. But there's... Look at it. It's just like a stretchy... Stretchy dress with a couple Pussy Willows on the vag? I don't give a shit.
I don't know if it's Pussy Willows. I think that's just wheat.
Whatever. Okay, wheat. And why is wheat 10th century?
Because farmers, farming, the agriculture, bitch.
This is a burp. I
why is it a burp? I still am not understanding the
like
burp.
Shit, because the dress looks fucking stupid.
I think it looks chic. I think it looks stunning. I think the wig is right. I think the...
I love
the presentation
the
of this
hair.
Is my only flaw. Like, I don't think it needs to be presented this way, but I get the reference. So
wheat.
It's a chirp. It's a chirp for me.
Okay.
Very, very original. I like
it. I have to burp it. It's just not enough. It's like the hair is I love, and then the bottom is nothing.
I feel like you grade on a curve.
Yeah. Just like my dick, bitch.
What the hell?
Okay, so we have Jury G next up giving this
now tell me
Joan
this
of
isn't sickening. This is tell incredible. Me you didn't gag. Tell me you didn't gag, bitch. I dare you.
Like I said earlier, this is the best one. It's incredible.
And you thought she was supposed to be in the bottom then.
Look, this is incredible. This is a Mawson. The wings move.
This is very like nod to Courtney Act, but I'm gonna say this. I like this one better.
Oh yeah, this is better than that. Yeah, agreed.
This elevates Courtney Act's look, I think.
We've had some wing looks, and yeah, this one is unbelievable. The short hair absolutely works with the look.
I'm just so proud. I do love Judy G. I really really love her a lot. I think
who?
I'm sorry, Jury G.
Oh, Jury.
I really love Jury G. I think she's amazing.
Baby, I love Jury G, Dirkler.
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 We're hitting Dirkler later tonight.
Spot me in Dirkler. Bottle for the bub. Okay. Okay, here we go. We're going 20th century, bitch, and we have Sharon giving Moneyball.
Yes. What do you think?
Pretty amazing. Very big, very Cruella, very petticoat. I would chirp this.
Interesting. I think this is the weakest of her looks.
Uh-huh.
I like the coat, but then the reveal, which is like just a bodysuit, the same problem you had with Marina's look,
but there's
Sharon's,
more detail on this bodysuit.
By detail, you mean just Bill stapled to her?
No, there's
sure.
There's
sure,
there's
then that's more
pattern.
Detail. Then sure, by
there's
your definition,
pattern.
Sure.
There's a pattern, bitch. Her hips are
there
accentuated.
There was a pattern in Marina's look. There was a pattern in Marina's look.
Yeah, and the pattern was 1, 2. Like, and bitch, 1 and 2 is not a
and
pattern.
And Sharon's was 3, 4. So what
more,
you saying?
More.
Why are you talking?
More.
Why are you talking?
It's like a dance number that never started. It's like a 5, 6, 7, and no. That's what
now,
Marina's.
This look is on the 1 and 3s. Marina's look is on the 2 and 4s, bitch.
Oh, my God. You're exhausting.
This is a burp. I'm sorry. I love Sharon to death, but this is a miss for me.
I would chirp it. I like the hair, and I like the details.
Yeah, I know you would. I know you would.
Okay, fuck. Estrella Extravaganza giving Hitler.
It's not Hitler. It's Franco, who's a dictator.
Did he also have a tiny little mustache like Hitler?
Yes. I guess that was the style.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's just pretty funny.
Hitler's not the only person to wear a Hitler stash.
Oh, okay. What's this guy's name? Franco what?
Franco. That's all you need to know.
Just Franco? Okay, I need to know if he had a fucking little mustache or not so I can...
Just Google Spanish Franco and you could see that he did have a little Hitler stash.
Okay, I'm looking on it. Spanish Franco.
Oh my God, really?
It looks like he did. It looks like he did have a creepy little Hitler
stash. Why? Like, do you not believe things that I say?
No, you bitch, just told me you don't read. You just told me you don't read.
You said you don't read. You're confusing your own voice with mine. What the fuck is happening on this day?
I think you're you and you think you're me.
You're part of the problem, bitch.
I think the irreverent pieces of this make it work for me. I really would chirp this.
You would? I mean, it's still, I don't know. I like her wig. But this is a burp for me. It's just not drag enough. I get it's camp.
But she has blood on her ass cut out.
It's basic. It's basic. I'm sorry.
The gun. I'm sorry, but the gun kind of got me, and it kind of for me tipped it into
comedy. I know guns get you. I know that.
I get guns.
Hashtag cancel mono.
So I just think it's kind of dumb and fun for me. So I'll chirp it. Benedict the Bondage giving some lady who also...
Well, this is the wife of Franco. I mean, this is like, this is similar to...
Okay.
That's why she walked in goose-stepping the way she did. Mm-hmm.
Dangerous. Dangerous and scary on the runway, but it seems she also made it irreverent, I felt, and like clearly indicated, you know...
Well, I mean, in the back she wrote, Franco has died.
Exactly.
So it's a reference to Franco. So, yeah, it makes sense.
And there's pearls coming out of her
puss. Do you like this?
Yeah, I would chirp it. I like this. I think it's chic. I think it's genderfuck. I like it. I like it.
I think it's too simple. I'm not crazy about it. Wow. I'm not crazy about it.
So you don't think Marina's was too simple?
No.
Wow.
Marina's was fashion.
I mean, she's... okay.
This is costume.
No, wrong. Incorrect.
This is
absolutely
costume.
Incorrect.
You can't tell me my opinion is incorrect.
I usually no, but today, no, you're wrong. She is stunning. You don't look at her mug in this look.
I didn't say she wasn't stunning. Well, what does mug have to do with clothes that they wear?
It's the whole package. You don't see that mug coming out and go, oh, chirp, chirp.
And then I pan down and I say, ooh, burp, burp.
Okay. Act a fool.
She's beat for the gods. She's stunning. She's great. The outfit is a little too simple and very costumey.
Okay. Whatever.
So it's a burp for me.
Work. Well, next is Diamante Meribron.
Yes, she comes in with a mask and with a what? With a wig, and already barely. I'm like, what do you mean barely?
I mean, it's
a wig?
Barely a wig. Yeah, I mean, it's a wig.
What do you mean barely a wig? It's a wig.
It's a wig. No, it's a wig. It's a wig. It's a wig, but I'm just saying bare. It's like all of this whole look is a mix up, a mash up, an oops all confusion.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty confused.
I don't know. I live for this look.
Huh.
I live for this look.
You like the florals with the neon hologram thing?
Yes, I do.
Huh.
I actually do. It's what elevates it to drag.
I think it doesn't make any sense.
So you're gonna burp it?
Also, baby, no mask can hide the fact that you hate makeup. Like, so I'm gonna have to burp it.
Wow, I'm gonna chirp it.
Okay.
Because I thought this was actually really stunning.
I think there's the best, interesting
it's
ideas.
It's the best she's ever looked. It's the best she's ever looked.
And
that's
the bad news. And that's the bad news.
Well, she can turn out a look.
Sure.
It's possible.
It's possible. Now, okay, we're breaking the matrix with Drag Setlas. This is stunning. Come on. The wig is wires and there's a neck piece.
Whoa, but can I start?
She's
even?
Got
can
iPods and circuits on this
can
asymmetrical body collar. That's my opinion. What's yours?
I like everything except for the bodysuit.
But you know it's a chirp.
Oh, it's a chirp. It's absolutely a chirp. The beat, just for the face alone and the hair.
Sure.
It's given me very Evie Oddly metallic Leo look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
But it's cute. Yeah, it's cute. It's missing something. I'm like not crazy.
I agree
about
the bodysuit isn't incredible, but I forgive it because she has this body fan that is like every piece of technology in the world.
It's a bit ugly. I mean, maybe that's why I like it, because it's ugly.
Well, I think the wig and face is stunning.
Right, but that like collar thing, you can't tell me that looks pretty.
I think it looks cool.
But it looks ugly.
But I think it looks cool.
Great. Things can be cool and ugly. We're both in agreeance here.
Okay. But I think it's a chirp.
You just want to fight with me today.
You're just wrong a lot of the times.
No, I'm not. Let the listeners decide.
Yeah, I will. We will. Marina's giving...
Okay, go ahead. Hate this look. Go ahead.
Mullet wedding moment. Very diabetic.
Go ahead, hate this look. Go ahead.
Wait, you go first. You get to talk.
No,
first.
You go. No, you go first because you're gonna tear her to shreds. I know you are.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I mean, her boy nipples are out for no reason.
Okay. Wow. Wow. This is a okay. You just hate Marina.
No, I don't. I like her.
No, you don't. You haven't liked a single thing she's done on the damn show.
Yes, you're such a liar. You roll back the tapes. I literally said her dancing is incredible.
I hate Marina's entire thing.
Wait, was that me or you? I can't tell.
That
we sound so the same.
Yeah, that was you.
What do you like?
I love this look.
Okay.
I truly like this look. I like the statement of plastic, the plastic 80s bride of it all. She just is a fashion model.
So she's
the
skinny.
Wig,
so she's
her
skinny.
Approach to that's not what I said. That is not what I said. Her approach to fashion is so elevated in a way that I don't think I've ever seen on Drag Race. It has that European. You know, she reminds me of my favorite artist of all time, Lesrina Mitsuke.
Okay.
In the aesthetic of it.
Interesting.
We covered it on the podcast called The Video Star.
Lesrina. Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
There we go.
So she has that aesthetic. She has that look. She has that approach to drag.
Uh-huh.
So for me, I have to chirp it. It's very cool. It's just cool.
Interesting. For me, I would probably burp it.
I know you would.
I just
now, why?
Think she get it. This is just a look that is that they like because she's skinny. If a queen
of
size wore this. Yeah, but
you don't know that.
If a queen of size wore this, they would eat her up. And I don't mean in the good way. I mean
in a good way.
No, they would devour. If Estrella wore this, it would be like, you look like shit, bitch. But because she's skinny, they live.
No, that's on you. You're putting that thing.
It's not good. It's not even covering.
You.
Look how low this breast is. It's not even covering her body appropriately.
And yet it's still giving us fashion. With
I like
the titties out.
The hair. Why is there gum in her hair?
Because
why is she putting gum in her hair?
Oh my God. It's the vibe. You're just not catching the vibe. That's it.
Bitch. Well, vibe.
That's it.
Vibe check.
Oh God. You just aged yourself 50 years.
I was just trying to quote Silky Nutmeg Ganache. What does she say? Attitude check. Fuck you, bitch. That's what I would say to her.
God.
So next we have Jury G. Dirklee.
Now you don't like I know you don't like this look.
I mean, it's a cute dress.
That's the same thing I would say with Benedetta.
This is a
simple
cute
and stupid
dress.
I love this. This is a chirp for me.
Tell me why.
Presentation. It's Jury G has woken up in a way that I'm like, oh my God, here, this is the Jury G that I love. This, oh my God, incredible. It pays homage to her drag aesthetic, which is a 60s baby doll look, which is a very real thing. Look it up.
With the Merkin?
In the textbooks.
Okay.
But that was the style. No one shaved their pubes in the fucking 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's playing homage to that kind of woman. It's very cool. It is Jury G in her element. I love, and she looks fucking so beautiful.
I mean, that's the thing. She
the makeup,
is a beautiful
the wig, it's
person.
Cute.
I'll give this it's just lingerie though.
So what? So what? It's just a dress.
Okay.
It's just a bodysuit. It's just a costume. Is it sickening or no? And I'll say, it's sickening.
A light chirp. There's just not much here. There's not much here. It's lingerie.
It doesn't matter if there's not much. It doesn't matter. It's the way that it's presented on the runway.
The presentation's good.
And I think she presented it perfectly.
Presentation's good. I'll give her that.
You are such a hater today. You really are such a hater today.
You have weird opinions today. You're weird.
No.
You're weird.
Listeners, I need y'all to really
You said
sound
Marina's
off.
Plain dress.
I need y'all to sound
you said
the fuck
Marina's,
off in this episode.
Bitch, ever since you
Tell Manu
ever
he's
since
wrong,
you
please.
Defended Candy Muse's alien, you lost your dignity years ago.
Oh, you really okay, you're really digging
years
Oh, you're
ago.
Digging in the archives is what she's doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'll have you know some people will defend my opinion of Candy Muse's good Judy alien look, bitch.
Well, girl, your opinion is like an asshole. Ain't nobody
what?
Interested. Okay. Sharon, 30th century. It's here. The 30th century is here, and they're giving us the future. What do you think of Sharon's look?
It's cute. It's like for someone who didn't like construct this, it's like all super glued. I think it's cute. And it again, a big thing for me is did these queens go on theme? And to me, she had a running theme about wealth and opulence.
Oh,
that I think she carried in this look. So it's a chirp for me.
It's a chirp for me. It's weird. It's polished. There's shape, asymmetry. I think it all works for me.
It works. It works.
She could have put a lash on her gold eye, but whatever.
That's true. That's true. But you know what? It's like the same thing that like Miss Cracker wore in All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
She also didn't put a gold lash. It's like maybe it's really impossible to put lashes on gold.
Probably.
Makeup. You know?
I mean, yeah. I think it looks really cool. Yeah, it's an absolute chirp for me. I love that there's the beer cans somehow work.
Yeah.
I love it. Chirp. Next, we have...
Okay, that's the first time we agreed on something.
There we go. Wow, that was the first? Wow. Estrella Extravaganza.
No,
coming
girl.
Out as...
No, I mean... No.
I wouldn't
no.
even call it a them-bot. I wouldn't call it a fem-bot.
No. I wouldn't call it a bot. I wouldn't even call it a bot.
Yeah, but you know, it is a bot, though. Busted
no.
on...
Ooh. The stage. Busted on the stage, bitch.
Busted on the stage is correct.
That's a bot for sure.
That's a bot. This is pretty
no,
shitty.
Even Chappie looked better than this.
Damn.
No.
Damn. Yeah, and
this
then
simply
the wig.
Will not do.
The wig doesn't seem like she even gave a shit about the wig. It's
no,
like,
it's very Delta Work sort of. A miss for me.
It's not as good as Delta Work. It's not
wrong.
As good as Delta Works.
It's the diaper for me that I will not take. No.
Yeah.
She's cute. I love her, but damn, this was a huge.
Pretty burp. Horrible. Pretty horrible.
Yeah, pretty horrible.
Okay, burp.
Pretty damn horrible.
Benedy the Bondage. I love this.
I know you would. I know you would have liked this look.
Why do you not like it?
Educate me. Why do you like this?
It is absolutely fascinating. She looks like a swamp thing that came to life. She's highlighting unibrow. There's this weird, like, these weird long earrings. She looks like a lily pad. She's swampy. She's pussy. I love it. There's shape. There's body. What do you want?
I like the top. I like the head and the headpiece.
Mm-hmm.
But then it sort of falls apart for me, quite literally. When you pan down, I get it. I understand that there's like a cohesion here that's all very purposely placed, but it just doesn't work for me. I don't know. It feels very kappa, Japanese mythical creature kappa, in not the cute way, very low tad Pokemon of it all.
Oh, God.
Lombre
oh,
of it all.
Hold on to your assholes, everyone.
I don't know. It's like, it's
Whoa!
Cute in theater.
Nerd
and
storms are coming. Whoa.
Are you shaming me?
Yes.
For my interest?
Yes.
I don't shame you about your guns.
I don't have guns,
So,
bitch.
Wow. Okay.
Bitch.
Anyway, it's a burp. Sorry.
That's crazy. You're fucking crazy.
Sorry. And I will say, I thought she was going to be in the bottom three. Truly was like worried for her. I was like, she's going to be in the bottom. I thought she was going to be in the bottom
two. You're dumb. You're crazy.
I really did.
Let's go ahead and talk about Diamante Mary Brown. I mean, it's a burp. This is pretty bad. It's a cheese grater.
I didn't hate this look.
I'm gonna be on record and say, Oscar.
I didn't hate this look.
She's literally worn that headpiece
already. It's not good. Wears a wig. I would love to see her in a wig.
She's worn that black head thing already.
But it's not, her body just looks so fucking delicious.
Bitch, even the grates on this weird thing aren't even symmetrical or balanced or anything. It looks awful.
I like it.
You like it.
I do like
it. You're going to chirp it.
I'm going to chirp it. Yeah.
And honestly, thank you. Because honestly, the good people of the jury. Good people of the jury G. The moment the defendant lost all credibility.
I'm not obsessed with it. It's not a caw-caw for me.
You're fucking crazy.
It's a very light chirp. And yes, maybe I chirp it because I want to piss you off. But it's not like the worst thing on the runway.
It looks like
it's
shit.
It's not worse than Estrella's look.
Shut up.
It's not worse than a stray just look.
Don't come at me with that nonsense. Whatever. Let's just go ahead and talk about the best look, which is...
Wow.
Well, when you see Drag Setlas and you're like, oh, yeah, Diamante looks like shit. Hands down the best look. That's what I'm talking about.
This is the best look, hands down. This is incredible. Like straight up.
Incredible.
This is couture, and the bitch did
hand
not have to
pyramids.
Sew an inch. This is incredible.
I mean, the paper mohawk is
just the mohawk
stunning.
Alone. The intricacy of that headpiece.
Her mouth.
I want one. I want to buy.
I would love this. I mean, the cape.
I could do without the mouth thing, honestly.
Yeah.
But everything else,
it works.
It's a caca for me.
It fucking works. It's an absolute my favorite look of the night.
Yeah, same.
Okay, we agree again. Marina.
The deserved winner. Yeah.
Given.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
It's got to be a burp. And I like a lot of the ideas.
I love the idea of it, exactly. I love the face thing, but it's too simple. It's not executed right.
Yeah.
No.
The shoulder, damn. The shoulder is a cool idea, but then it doesn't work.
She does have this, like... She has this like beautiful throwback 80s style that I'm obsessed with. Like, if this was a little bit more polished, this is giving me like David Bowie, Susan Sarandon, like The Hunger vibes, which I'm here for.
I wasn't alive then, so I don't know.
No, and you have no class, so you wouldn't get the reference. But it's a chirp. It's a burp, unfortunately.
Wow. It's a burp. It's cute, though. I like her ass, and her body's gorgeous, but it's a burp. So, Jewelry G, Derek Lee giving... This is a fembot.
Love this. You don't like it. You think it's simple. You think it's boring.
The fact that she made it is impressive, but it's just a mini.
It's so fun.
It's just a mini.
So what?
It's just silver.
She made it. She fucking made it.
But it is it's the first thing you think of when you think of
the
future.
No, you don't. No.
It is, we've done it.
But it pays homage to Judy G's drag aesthetic, which is Barbarella, baby doll, twiggy vibes from the 60s. That's why I love it so much, because she is super on brand
with this look. I like the shoes.
You're not even listening to me.
I heard what you're saying. Yes, that is a very valid point. But, okay, very pussy again. No, it's not enough. It's so safe.
Well, she ended up being very safe, so, okay. It's still not ugly. I still love it. I'll give it a light chirp. I mean, if you compare this to Estrella's look, which, I mean, theoretically, it is the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, execution is at an 800.
Girl.
Yeah, true.
Facts are facts.
But it's just, you know, not super new, but that's okay. Wow. Let's go ahead and get into the remainder of this episode. Sharon's safe for the first time. That's a big
gag.
She talks to herself.
It's very cute.
And we know who's
she's
going to
win the whole thing. She's going to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah. Marina almost lip syncs for her life.
I know.
But doesn't.
And, you know, she did have a very zen attitude about it. Like, I'm not. How do you feel about queens like that who are just, like, not worried about lip syncs?
It can go either way. It could be charming, like a willow
pill.
Like,
is that annoying to you?
It could be charming, and then it can be gross, too. So it really depends.
Yeah. What's for me, it is like a, like a Kinsey scale of annoying to charming. Like, you're right, willow pill is on the charming side, but the annoying side is someone like Bag of Chips
in season one.
Who was like, I didn't even memorize, I don't care, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, girl, this is annoying.
That is tired. You're tired, you're shit, she's shit, her looks are shit, her interview's shit, she's shit.
Okay, Raven.
Let's go ahead and talk about our bottom two lip sync off. Of course, Drag Saithless rightfully wins.
I mean, duh.
Because I think it makes sense because all that sex does a body. I mean, when you get the ultimate tension release, of course you can focus on the competition.
I wouldn't know about that.
You're so stupid.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
You're so stupid. The Virgin Oscar here in his own little manger. With child.
No, bitch, without child. Not even Jesus Christ wants to fuck me. Not even God wants to conceive a child.
You're so stupid. You texted God you up?
Yeah, and God left me on motherfucking red.
Oh, shit. And then he's like, sorry, I had like a lot of lightning storms. I was so busy.
If only God straight up just didn't even bother. And then I go on God's Instagram page and he's already flirting with some other bitch. I'm like, oh shit, okay.
So we're running out of time. We got to talk about Rocío Jurado's. This is an iconic, Jurado. Thank you. Yes. Iconic, just emotional.
And girl,
emotional
you called
song.
It. You called it.
I did
you
call it.
It.
Thank you.
You did.
Okay, now
you
we can
did.
Be friends again. They sent her home even though she won. I want to say we both called it.
Yes.
Like you agreed. You were like, yeah, they're going to send her home even though she wins the lip sync.
And then you even said, more props to you, mama. Because you said, the only way she's going to go home is with a ballad, and you called it. But girl,
I am a psychic.
I thought she turned
witch.
It out.
I know she won.
She won. Estrella is
cute.
Like a lovable. She's lovable. But who won that lip sync? Diamante.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, Estrella did good. But I mean,
she did good. She did.
I mean, her top well falls off herself. Immediately.
It's messy, girl.
It's messy.
It's very June Jambalaya of it all. Like, it's just not the tea.
Here in España, they do messy. They do messy lip syncs.
They do. They revel in messy, girl.
Bitch.
But I thought Diamante really did well, and I feel so bad.
Gutted.
But to be honest, like, the girl didn't have a chance in hell to make it any longer.
No, she didn't.
Diamante was going to be in the bottom two every episode, so they just said, you know what? This is our opportunity.
If you're not
and we
want to
keep Estrella.
On, we're going to send you home.
And you're not going to do drag, so it's time for you to go.
Yeah. It felt like the right... Well, I get it was the right production call overall. Like,
it was a... Yeah. I didn't like it. I really didn't like it.
Yeah.
But I get why the producers...
I do too. Estrella's going to be a little bit more fun and at least maybe be a little more funny. And yeah, we'll see. But she's not long. She's not meant for this pod.
No, not at all. She might even go home next.
She might.
Yeah.
So we're running the hell out of time. So let's go ahead and wrap this shit up, bitch. If you are living for Drag Her Podcast, go support us at Drag Her Podcast on Instagram and give us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast reviews. And... where can they support us as well, Oscar?
You can follow us at Podcast Kill the Video Star on Instagram. It is the only, the queerest, I would
Thank
say,
you.
Music video podcast ever to be made.
Great, and we have a lot of gaggy eps that just dropped, including one about
X-Tina!
It's so fun. So go support us, sisters, and see if you can tell us apart from one another.
Yes, exactly. And support us the way that Mono supports guns.
I hate you. Well, until next time, let the music play.
Oh my God. It just went. Oh my gosh.
Was a HeadGum original.